91.3 WCSG, family-friendly and commercial-free. It's Jeremy and Amanda, your family-friendly morning show. That's Aaron Schust and you redeem.
It is 9:13. We're starting the morning at 33 in Grand Rapids. Going to feel a lot like spring today. 50 for our high later on this afternoon. We know that Mondays can be a little bit rough, especially the Monday after daylight saving time when we lost that hour of sleep. But we thought we'd do something special this morning and introduce you to a ray of sunshine. Her name is Taya. You may not know her name, but maybe you know her face, and you certainly know her voice because she has sung with Hillsong for quite a long time. Songs like Oceans, songs like Not Today and Touch the Sky. Taya is the lead vocalist on that. So welcome. We're so glad to have you here.
Hi, guys. Hi, Amanda and Jeremy. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as we talk about daylight saving time, you are no stranger to messing around with time zones, being from Australia, living in California, with all of that factor. And how are you even doing this morning?
Yes, listen, I have a beautiful coffee here and I'm very grateful for it. And to be honest, when I heard that it was going to be daylight savings, I was like, you know what, this is a taste of home, because we apparently do that quite a lot where I'm from.
So. Okay.
One of the things that you traveling from Australia to the United States that people may not be aware of is you sometimes skip a day and other times you skip back a day. How has that messed with you over the years?
Yes. Well, to be honest, I love coming to America because we gain a day. So if we were to leave on, say, Sunday, I'm going to rock up on Sunday. I'm going to have the full day, which is beautiful. The only devastating side of things is when I go back to Australia and say, if you had a birthday in between, it's like happy and it's not your birthday anymore.
So now you are here as a, you know, you're here in America now.
Yes.
Is there anything that we have that you're like, when I'm here, I just enjoy it so much, whether it's food or an experience?
Oh, yes.
What is it?
Chick-fil-A.
There you go.
Thank you. On a Sunday,
right?
Which I've learned the hard way a few times.
So then you just have to mess around with the time zones and try and skip over Sunday so that you always have it.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So leave on a Saturday, rock up on a Saturday. I can get it in just before the Sunday.
That's right. So what is your Chick-fil-A order when you go?
Well, they actually changed the menu. It used to be a No. 7, which was a grilled chicken sandwich, which, by the way, in Australia, we just call them burgers. So that was another thing.
Burgers?
Yeah, everything's burgers. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Which, in saying that, I really appreciate that in America, they want to make things quite clear. So if you're having a chicken sandwich, you know that it's going to be chicken and nothing else. So grilled chicken sandwich. Sometimes if I'm being healthy, I'll do a lettuce wrap.
Right.
Just a little bit like In-N-Out, but with the chicken, so I'll take it. And I would do the medium potato waffle fries with 3 Chick-fil-A sauces, which probably makes it not healthy at all.
But very specific. I like a girl who knows what she wants.
Thank you.
Well, we are excited to spend some time with you, get to know you a little bit. Being a part of Hillsong, it's such a big group, so many people, and so it's hard to kind of get to know you one-on-one. So we're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back and then learn a little bit more about you stepping off and doing like a solo project for a little bit.
Her name is Taya, and you recognize her from Hillsong, but we are so thrilled that she is in studio with us this morning as you launch a solo project. Taya, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
You are connected with Hillsong. What made you step out and go, you know what, I think I'm ready to do something on my own?
Yes, well, I am just from the get-go, I'm still part of Hillsong Church. I love it. Still part of Hillsong United. I will be out on the road very, very soon as well this month. But to be honest, it was about the songwriting for me. Something that in the Bible it talks about the parable of the talents, that there was these lovely humans who were given some talents by the master, whoever that was, capital M, and he was going away on a trip, and he said, I want you to essentially double and be good stewards of what I'm giving you, so that when I come back, there's going to be more than what I gave you. That you would be able to give back to me. And I felt like, say, with songwriting, I felt like I had been the person who was so afraid of the master and what it was that he was actually going to be asking of him, that he just buried the talent. And then when he came back, it was like, you didn't even put it in a bank. You didn't grow this talent. You just hid it away. And I felt super challenged about that. You know, I travel with some of the best songwriters, I think, you know, in the Christian space. And yeah, I was so afraid of just I don't know, bringing my voice, which is hilarious because that's what I'm known for.
Right.
And such a cliche, but it's so true. And I was just a bit afraid of, would it be good enough or would people like what I would actually have to say? And essentially, I realized that it was pride. I realized that it was, you know, with the songwriting, it was, I was afraid of what people would think, which is actually fake humility and not being willing to go, no, I'm going to trust God and I know that you've put this talent in my hand, so I'm going to be obedient with it. And I had some friends that spoke some words over me that you're not going to have to force this season, but, you know, at the right time, God's going to bring people alongside to help you bring out what's in your heart and what God's placing your heart to do. And I'd spoke to Joel a few times. He actually kind of just flagged it a couple of years ago, like, hey, what about a Taya project? And he did it on, like, you know, an email that he CC'd everybody in United to. So I was like, oh, thanks for the heads up, guys. Like, that was great. And I was like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah, that'd be sick. And I was like, okay. So it's always lovely to be surrounded by people that, you know, a community of faith that speak life and potentially call out the gold in you that maybe you don't know that you have. So that's a little plug of get plugged into church, everybody.
There you go.
Those who are planted in the house of God will flourish. We had set aside at the start of 2020 that that was going to be our time to write the Taya project, whatever that was going to look like. And then the world shut down. So lo and behold, I started learning how to co-write where I would be willing to show people what I've been working on in my voice and just the ideas and themes that I felt like we should be writing about. And I learned to do it over Zoom, which I know most people, when they hear that word now, they're like, no, like, not Zoom. But that little mute button was such a gift. It enabled me to just take a second and take a breath and then be like, yeah, oh, well, here we go. Here's nothing, like, and here's my idea. And just the way that God brought people alongside me to bring out this project, it's called Taya. It's self-titled. It felt like the easiest way to bring people in on this journey of, like, this is not United. This is actually my expression of who Jesus is to me. And I got to work with some incredible, essentially artists that, you know, John Guerra, I call him John the Baptist. I don't know if he eats locusts, but he definitely loves Jesus. And he just has this way about him that is patient and kind, and he just really came alongside me, his wife Val and his little daughter Winslow as well. And if it wasn't for him, it would have been the record that it is, you know, because if it had been in person, perhaps it would have been someone else trying to give me words to sing. But this way, it was God giving me the time and the space to be able to raise my voice, and not in a way where it's my words, but just the things that I've learned over the years about who Jesus is and wanting to share that with the world. So
we're really excited for you in this new season, and we're really excited that we get to be the first ones, we think,
literally,
to be able to play your song called For All My Life. Would you like to tell us a bit about it?
Yes, I would love to tell you. This was the last song that we wrote on the last day that we were trying to write for the record and finish the record in Nashville last year. You know, I've been working on this for the better part of 2 years, but it was on that last final day, classic God, hey, where you're just like, you've been working hard and you're trying to be faithful, and then he meets your faithfulness with so much greater faithfulness, you know, of which is him, and classic Jesus. And I wrote this one with Hank Bentley and John Guerra, and we had just been sitting down talking about kind of the story of my life up until this point and the faithfulness of God. The chorus is kind of, in my opinion, the crux of the song, that it's something that I'm willing to sing for the rest of my life and stake my life upon, that I'm not going to lean on my own understanding, but I'm actually going to let go and trust you, even if it looks like I'm empty-handed, for your yoke is easy and your burden's light, and I'm going to let you lead me for all my life. So I pray that this is an encouragement to people, that people know that they can actually stake their life upon Jesus, upon the rock, solid rock, and it's actually sweet when you do it with Jesus.
And you're stepping out on your own, doing a solo project. And we wanted to give our audience the opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. Is it okay if we play a game called Heya with Taya?
I love it. And I'm excited.
So Heya is kind of like, you know, a formal greeting. So this is a way to get to know you. It's kind of like a don't think, just answer kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a couple options and don't think too much about it, but just select an answer. If you got something to elaborate, that's good to go. We're going to go ahead and start off with this. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
I see 100%. You have one with you.
Yes, Australians, we're a little bit of coffee snob. We're a little bit of coffee snobs.
Okay.
How do you more take so yours? Than not. Do you put stuff in it?
I do a black coffee, maybe a pour over or a drip coffee. But then if it's after 11 o'clock, because I'm trying to be a little bit healthier with whatever I'm putting into my body, this temple of the Holy Spirit. So I'll do honey after 11
okay.
with it.
Okay. Honey after 11. Take that with yes. you today. Would you rather have a slice of cake or a slice of pie?
Oh, I'm from Australia. So I'm going to say a slice of cake because that's what I know. But now that I live in America, I should say a slice of pie.
Or you can do a little slice of both. Like, now that you're in America, okay. you have other choices.
You know what? I'll take both, thank you.
All right. So when you're at home, what is the worst thing? Laundry or dishes?
Dishes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're of the younger generation. What would you prefer? To go shopping online or shopping in a store?
Shopping in a store, and probably preferably by myself so I don't feel the time pressure.
Yes.
Because
yes.
you need to, you need, sometimes you just need to go through every single item to figure out, I didn't need any of that or I didn't want any of that. But it was only because you went through every single one.
Right.
We get a lot of visitors to West Michigan and one of the things that they notice, we have a lot of churches, we have a lot of banks, and we also have a lot of ice cream stores.
Oh.
So do you take your ice cream in a cone or a cup?
In a cone, usually, because... Okay. But then if you're trying to be healthy, you should probably have it in a cup.
I don't think an ice cream cone has that many calories in it, though. So I think you're okay to treat yourself. I feel like because of a song that you sing, mm-hmm. there should be a right answer to this one. But please speak the truth.
Yes.
Would you rather go to the ocean or the mountains?
Oh, that's tough. I love both, but I am a coastal girl, so I'll say ocean.
That was the right answer.
All right,
your record label
ding,
is
ding,
impressed.
Ding, 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 ding.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall?
Oh, winter, spring, summer, or fall. Oh, that's a tie for me. I love summer, but then also there's something beautiful about the fall when it's getting cold and the colors change and... Yeah, I'm excited. Again, this is going to be our first one in America living here. So I'm bring on those leaves that just go everywhere and are beautiful colors.
Well, you say that now until you have to rate
it. Yeah, then I'm like, take the leaves, take the leaves.
And speaking of fall, last one, would you rather wear a sweater or a hoodie, like a hooded sweatshirt?
Hoodie.
Okay.
100%. Okay.
Yeah. All right, I got one more for you because it's trending on social media right now. There's this huge discussion all over.
Yes.
Are there more doors in the world or more wheels in the world? Right? It's challenging. I don't know if there's a right answer because we think about like cruise ships and how many doors there are.
But every suitcase on the cruise ship has wheels on it.
This is true. But then when I think about houses in the world... All of the little doors that are like in the kitchen, in the bathroom.
Yeah. And advent calendars. Those all have lots of doors on them.
Especially the chocolate ones.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
We are thrilled that Taya is here with us this morning, giving you a chance to get to know her a little bit better today. And we want to do another game. I think we should call it Don't Say with Taya. Okay. So here's how this works. You could take this game to your next family gathering when you run out of things to talk about. What we need to do is each of us in the room need to pick a topic that you think you can talk about for 30 seconds without saying or okay? You got a topic?
I'm still working on it, but I'm in charge of the timer. I'm going to let you go, ladies go first.
Okay, all right. My topic is, when does my 30 seconds start?
As soon as you tell us a topic.
Things you need to pack or prepare for to take your child to a soccer tournament.
And go.
When you live in Michigan, you really need to prepare for all types of weather. So make sure your child has their uniform, both sets of jerseys, the home and the away, in case they have to switch them in the middle. You want to make sure you have a hat, gloves, all the layers underneath. You want to have a chair for yourself and probably a chair for them later too. Otherwise, they will try to steal your chair. Bring plenty of snacks,
Oh, congratulations. My gosh.
That was 30 seconds. Good job. I thought we were going to lose you there. You did a the.
You nailed it. I feel the pressure now to follow up.
This is kind of like beginner's training of how to be on the radio.
Okay.
All right. So what's your topic?
My topic is Cadbury chocolate.
All right.
Okay.
Ready? And go.
Hello, everyone. It is your Australian sister, Taya Gorkroger, here. Yes, it is me, Taya Gorkroger, telling you about my favorite subject, potentially in the entire world, third only to Jesus and then my husband, Ben. It is the Australian Cadbury chocolate. The one thing that you need to taste before you go and see Jesus is Cadbury Black Forest.
There you go. Congratulations. Oh my gosh.
I was speaking a little slow, so I appreciate the grace.
And I liked the, I'm going to put my name in here two times, so I know that. I'm not going to stumble on that.
All right. I am going to use the topic of getting things ready here in the morning for the studio.
It'll be important for me to learn this.
It might be.
On brand.
All right. When I arrive, I park into the parking lot and I walk up to the door and unlock it. I come on in to the computer area that's in the main control. And the first thing that I do is reset everything, put all the faders down, put the chair up, and I start printing things off for Amanda, my co-host, as well as get the weather ripped in for the rest of the day. I also trim up some of the programs and get the social media ready for the morning, as well as prepare. It was only 31. It was 31.
So, well done. It was a good effort. Yes. Good effort.
My favorite part was that, and I parked up to the parking lot.
As opposed to parking inside the building.
Yes. Taya, before we do let you go, our time is wrapping up. Coming up this week is our big fundraiser. We call it Days of Giving. It's an opportunity for us to invite people to financially support WCSG, but then it's also a great opportunity to celebrate all the different ways God uses a ministry, a radio ministry like WCSG. And as an artist that's been on Christian radio for a long time, what does it mean to have that relationship, whether it's as an artist or just as a listener? What is the importance of Christian radio to you?
Yes. Well, if I'm honest, I didn't grow up with Christian radio back home in Australia. It was only when I moved to Sydney that I discovered that there was one Christian radio station. So to hear that here in America, that donors are actually able to come alongside and support and essentially put their hand to this ministry that is getting the gospel out to everybody else on the airwaves, I think is amazing. Again, this is something that I didn't grow up having. And so to imagine being able to just switch your radio, you know, all those moments that you are driving in the car, or all those moments that maybe you're on public transport and that driver has the radio up, you just never know that moment that could connect people with Jesus, but also maybe they would need that moment of hope, peace, comfort, joy. You know, because Jesus said, you know, in this world you're gonna have trouble, but take heart, for I've overcome the world. And we have the greatest message ever, which is Jesus Christ, the hope of humanity. And the amount of times that I've heard of people who have been, for whatever reason, either driving along or even taking in a taxi to, this is going to sound heavy, but even end their life, and they heard a song on the radio, and it was a Christian song, and he inquired of the taxi driver who was taking him to a certain point to not come back. And he said, "What is this song?" And the taxi driver wasn't sure. He had just turned on the radio and it just happened to be on a Christian station. And then he said, "I need to turn around, I need to go home." And then he Googled the lyrics. And if that moment hadn't have happened, that gentleman would not be here today. And so I could not stress it enough that, you know, classic Jesus, whatever we get to put our hand to, even if it seems so meager as $5 or $10, or maybe it's a monthly subscription, you know, the fruit of this is actually their fruit as well. And to be honest, you know, to hear that story has, ever since then, I've just been so grateful for Christian radio and grateful for the testimonies that we won't actually get to hear this side of heaven, but knowing that the faithfulness of God is going to be at work in people's lives through both of you guys. So thank you so much for your fruit and for your, for your sacrifice and the fruit that we will see in heaven. And so I would just say thank you in advance to anyone that is going to put their hand to this. And then, you know, one day me and my husband are going to have kids and we're in America. And so I hope we have Christian radio stations still going that we can, you know, just turn on and hear the new music of people talking about Jesus. So I'm very grateful.
Well, we're really grateful that you took some time to spend with us this morning. So excited to see what happens for you in this next season. And let us officially welcome you to America.
Thank you.
Cannot wait to hear more from you.
Yeah, we'll have more with Taya in the coming days as we get to share her new music for All My Life. Be listening for that. You're with Jeremy and Amanda on 91.3 WCSG.